Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Today is a special day.
今天是一个非常特别的日子。
This is called Easter Sunday.
今天叫做复活节的主日。
It means Jesus has resurrected.
就说耶稣已经复活了。
And 3 days ago is a Good Friday.
那3天前呢，叫做这个受难节。
But without Good Friday, there's no Easter.
当然，没有受难节就没有复活节。
Why call it a Good Friday?
为什么叫做 Good Friday 就是受难节呢？
Because the good is in the Easter.
因为真正的这个好美好就是在复活。
Jesus died and he lived again.
就是耶稣基督死了又活过来了。
But we cannot do it. We live and die.
我们自己不能这样做，我们活着将来要死。
And the resurrection is the power of God, Romans chapter 1.
在罗马书第一章讲到，就说这种复活的能力是上帝的能力。
The power from death to demonstrate that is the God's power.
战胜死亡的能力，从这里面要显明出来，这是神的大能。
And also representing the power of the gospel.
这也就是说在代表了这个我们传扬的福音的大能。
This power is far, far above us.
就是这个能力是超过一切的。
It's not from our own.
它不是从我们自己而来的。
But now we can call it our own.
那今天呢，我们可以说这是属于我们自己的。
All we need to do is trust in the strength of God's promise.
那今天我们需要做的呢，就是真正的来相信神给我们的应许。
And now we can have this power and use it in our life through the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天呢，我们能够来使用这样的能力，借着圣灵在我们的日常生活里面。
In the empty tomb,
在这个主耶稣的空坟墓里面。
That's in Matthew chapter 28:6.
在这个马太福音28章第6节讲到。
When Mary, Magdalene and another Mary came together to claim, to serve Jesus with the spice.
就是那里讲到呢，就是摩大拉的玛利亚还有另外一个玛利亚，他们清早起来要到坟墓里面去来服侍主耶稣的身体。
But the angel already removed the stone.
但是呢，天使已经把那个石头，坟墓的门口的石头滚开了。
And the angel invites Mary to come in, and they said to him, just the two angels there, come and see.
那天使呢就邀请 Mary 进到里面，说是来看。
Mary was so distracted and grieved. She did not know what to do, but she did one thing is right. After she saw the angel, she did at the empty tomb.
那当时的 Mary 呢，她非常的难过，因为主已经死了，不知道要做什么。但是她看到天使的时候，她做了一件正确的事情。
And the angel tell her, go and tell.
那天使呢就告诉她，说是去告诉所有的门徒们。
Then to follow God's instruction to tell everybody
他就按着天使的这样一个吩咐呢，去告诉所有的门徒、使徒们。
When the John and Peter running to the empty tomb and saw and look inside.
那当彼得和约翰听到他们的消息以后呢，就跑到空坟墓那边去，看到里面的状况。
And they believe.
他们就信了。
Is there John? He saw the head cloth wrapping around Jesus' head is folded neatly.
那约翰呢就看见，就是当时这裹在耶稣头上的布呢，就是在那个地方整整齐齐的放在那里。
Sitting by itself and separate from the body linen.
啊，就是你看到裹头巾和裹身体的裹尸布呢，是分开的，整齐的放在不同的地方。
In Jewish tradition, means I will be coming back.
那在这个犹太人的传统里面呢，就说这个代表着我会再来。
Because when the grave robber will not when they identify the body, they will leave in a hurry and mess up the whole thing.
那就说pardon, so could you repeat?
The grave robber.
就说这个那个盗墓贼呢，来的时候呢，就说他们会把这个身体留下，把其他的东西都会捐走。
Because the Jew is trying to make up a story, someone stole Jesus' body.
那现在这个犹太人的传统里面呢，他们就编了一个故事，说有人把耶稣的尸体呢偷走了。
Of course, that's not possible because the soldiers there, the stone there, and also the reason the situation when you look inside is very orderly.
当然就是说，当然这是不可能的，因为当时兵丁在把守，而且呢，坟墓里面的裹尸不能放得整整齐齐，这不可能是盗墓的。
John believe Jesus coming back because the Jewish tradition.
那约翰呢，相信耶稣已经复活了，因着这个犹太人的传统。
Because when the head cloth mean usually when the servant serve the master for the dinner, they have the cloth to clean the face, to clean the hand. When that cloth is not thrown, is wrapped and was thrown in there, it means I'm finished. I will not be back.
就说当时这个仆人在服侍主人的时候，如果在擦两步啊，在那个地方，就是说他没有好好的放在哪里呢？就说还是在乱七八糟呢，就说我还是要回来。
If the napkin or the cloth or the handkerchief is folded properly, it means I haven't finished the dinner. I'll be back.
就是如果这个东西呢，还是在那里整整齐齐放在那边的话呢，就是说我还没有完成我要做的事情，吃的晚餐，我要再回来。
Jesus, is risen. That is. Matthew 28:6, and Peter saw it, everybody saw it, but John saw it even more. He think he knows Jesus is going to come back.
那就是彼得知道耶稣复活了，其他的人也知道，但是呢，约翰呢就是知道他还会再来。
Because in John 16:16, it talk about Jesus told them.You won't see me for a little while, but in a little while you see me again.
因为在约翰福音十六章呢，耶稣在那里讲到，就说过一会你们不会见我，再过一会你们又会见我。
John is very careful because no other gospel talk about this. Only John talk about the floated face linen, and also the Jesus said, I'll be some, you won't see me for a while. After that, you see me again.
啊，只有约翰呢记载了这一些，就是说，在这个筐缝屋里面，放在那里整整齐齐放在那里的果头镜，还有呢讲到就是说，一会你们不见我，再过一会你又要见我。
And your grief will turn to joy.
他说，你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
And we are looking forward to see our Lord again because we know He's coming back.
我们呢在盼望着我们再次的见到我们的主，因为他会回来。
But the coming back is not for fun; it's a judgment.
但是他再次回来的时候，不是一件好玩的事情，是为了审判而来。
When He's coming like a thief, as soon as even tomorrow, that's what the Bible says.
那圣经上讲呢，就他来的时候就像贼的日子一样，就是说只是。很可能明天就会来。
So we must be ready.
所以呢，我们要做好装备。
Whatever suffering, whatever grief, whatever COVID-19, we know our grief will turn to joy.
不管我们有什么样的苦难，我们心中的愁苦，或者是这个瘟疫，但是我们知道，就是我们的这些愁苦会变成喜乐。
But while we are waiting, Jesus wants us to know your grief will turn to joy. Just believe.
在我们等待的日子里面呢，耶稣告诉我们，你们的愁苦忧愁会变为喜乐。
On Good Friday, Jesus said, "It is finished." That's John chapter 19:30. It is finished. Done.
在这个约翰福音19:13呢，耶稣讲到在十字架上，他说成了，就是救恩的大功已经成了。
From the Good Friday, Jesus has done his job, glorified God, and the mission is done.
在这个受难节，就是 Good Friday, 耶稣已经完成了他要做的事情，就完成了。
As promised,He took up our sin, took up our infirmity, and took up everything, the burden, so we become free.
他应许呢，担当了我们的罪，担当了我们的罪孽和担当了一切的痛苦，
It's in the past.
就是我们的这些东西呢，都成为一个过去式。
Now is a new creation. Easter Sunday.Is a new creation.
所以在复活节的日子呢，每一个人就成了一个新造的人。
He is risen.
因为他已经复活了。
Go and tell.
所以呢，你去告诉他们。
So for the first time, as 2 Corinthians chapter 5:17 talk about.If anyone's in Christ, is a new creation.
所以在哥林多后书5:17呢，讲到，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
And what is new is a truly, truly new beginning of a new mankind.
这里所讲的新，就是一个真正的一个新造的人。
When Jesus died.And then the same day he appealed to Mary, and then the same day he also appealed to the 11 disciples.
就是当这个耶稣这个钉死的时候，后来也向这个玛利亚还有11个门徒来显现。
The first day after he died in the Easter Sunday, that's empty tomb. The same day he appeared to.The 11 disciples.
就在当时第一个复活的主日呢，他就向着11个使徒。
They were so happy. They were so happy. Then they touched Jesus. They see the scar of the Jesus body.
他们当时那样的高兴，他们能够摸到耶稣的手上的钉痕，他们非常非常的高兴。
And Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit, and he breathed to them.
所以呢，耶稣就说你们受圣灵，他就向他们吹气受圣灵。
So now the new disciples, the disciples, for the first time they have the Holy Spirit inside them.
所以从那个时候开始呢，门徒们就有圣灵第一次住在他们的里面。
And also Jesus promised that whoever believed in him will have the Holy Spirit.
耶稣也应许每一个信他的人呢会有圣灵住在他的里面。
And that is in many different Bibles, but we don't have time to read, but we know the new thing is we have the Spirit of Christ now. We have the Spirit of the Holy Spirit of God now. We are new creation.
所以今天最重要的事情呢，就是说我们要知道，就是说有圣灵，神的灵住在我们的里面，我们成为一个新造的人。
He has written, so that's why we have written too.
他已经复活了，我们也就复活了。
That's in Romans chapter 8:11, and the Holy Spirit.
这是在罗马书第八章十一节。第八章十一节讲。
And also in many Bible in Corinthians, every time talking about we are the new creation with the Holy Spirit, and the old has passed, the new has come.
在很多的经文里面，包括格林多前后书里面讲到，就是说我们是一个新造的人，旧事已过，都成新的了。
What is new is that for the first time.That's a human being. He died, and he, for the first time, he went into heaven.
那什么是新的事呢？就是有一个人，他死了，但是呢，在人类历史上第一次也复活了，在进入了天堂。
And in Colossians chapter 1, talking about it is the beginning, the new beginning of the chapter of the universe.
在格罗西书里面呢讲到就是说这是人类圣子宇宙的新的一个篇章。
Jesus is the first brother and also the beginning to go into heaven with the new humanity. We will be the brother and sister.
所以圣经里面讲呢耶稣成为弟兄里面的长子第一个进入天堂所有其他的弟兄要跟着他来。
When Jesus came, and the word become flesh.
当第一次耶稣来的时候呢，道成了肉身。
Now is the reverse. The flesh becomes word.
那今天呢，是一个相反的一个过程，就是所有的肉身呢，要变成了道。
And this is a glorious resurrection.We're going to follow Jesus into heaven.
这是一个荣耀的复活，我们将要跟随耶稣，永远永远和他在一起。
This is not an impulse of God. He said, I'm going to do it now. It is hidden. This gospel of good news, we will have a new life, is hidden for generations.
这不是神突然高兴了就做的一件事情，而是圣经里面讲呢，它隐藏在万古创造之前就隐藏在里面了，一个奥秘。
Many Bible talking about this is a mystery from God. Now Paul is revealing God's eternal plan for humanity.
所以圣经多处呢讲到，这是一个隐藏的奥秘。现在呢，要启示出来，就是关于人类救恩的新造的人类。
And for the first time, we have the Holy Spirit that defends us from the other people. This is truly God's people now.
所以今天呢，第一次因着耶稣的复活呢，有一个新造的人类，就是有圣灵、神的灵住在他们的里面，这是跟别人不同的地方。
And John even goes further in John chapter 20.
约翰甚至就进一步写到在这个约翰福音第二十章。
Go tell your brother that is my brother and sisters to Jesus is risen.
他就说去告诉他们我的弟兄们啊，这是我的弟兄们，耶稣已经复活了。
And so the first time Jesus identified himself as the oldest brother, who is brother and sister.
这是在圣经里面第一次呢，耶稣把他自己称为他是长子，是一个弟兄，是其他信徒的弟兄。
And not only that, he talking aboutYour father and my father. For the first time, Jesus identified his father is our father in heaven.
那不仅如此，而且他在第一次呢也讲到，就说是你的父也是我的父，就说天父神呢是我的父也是你的父。
And finally, it's like everybody the Jews believe is my God and your God.
那后来也讲到，也是就像犹太人所相信的，这是我的神，也是你的神。
Now what is new again? Not only a new creation, the flesh become word went into heaven. Now we have a new father. Also, we have a new brother and sister.
我们今天不仅仅是他复活了，进入了天堂，我们也有一个新的弟兄，有一个新的父。
A new family is formed.
有一个新的家庭。
And that is planted before the creation of the world. God create a new humanity, new family.
这是神呢在创世以前隐藏的一个奥秘，就是神要借着耶稣基督呢创造一个新的人类。
This gospel is hidden for.Many, many generations. Now is the right time when Jesus is risen. Then that's the right time to show God's plan. God wants a new family. You and me are chosen.
这个奥秘呢是世世代代隐藏在那里的一个奥秘，直到耶稣基督来了以后呢，把它启示出来，让人知道神有一个新的家庭，一个新的计划。
Now.The Holy Spirit in you, that's the Spirit of Christ. I mean, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
今天呢，圣灵住在你的里面，就是耶稣的灵住在里面，成为荣耀的盼望。
And if we united in His death, and we also united with in His life to the new life.
和他在他死的形状上联合的时候呢，我们也和他在。复活的形状上联合。
The whole chapter Romans 6 is talking about now we are into God's life.
所以整个的罗马书第六章就讲到我们今天就进入了神的生命里面。
Colossians talking about we are the body of Christ. When Jesus went in, we're going to go in too. Because this is a new beginning.
在格罗西书呢也讲到，就是说这是一个新的开始，他进入了天堂，我们也要进入。
And that is the humanity and God's new family. For the first time, the flesh is in heaven. We will have a new spiritual body at the same time that is from a lowly body to a glorious body.
这里也讲到，就是说耶稣基督呢带着肉体进入了天堂，我们也是将来神会给我们一个荣耀的身体。
We are participating in the life of God, the Trinity.
我们会在这个三位一体的神的性情上有份。
That's the meaning of resurrection. That's a good news.
那也就是复活的意义，那也就是真正的好消息。
We must go and tell, this is the purpose of life, to go and tell the love of God and the resurrection and for the coming ages.
我们必须要去告诉人们，要人知道，就是说耶稣的复活，这个新的这个人类，新的意义。
And in Corinthians chapter 15, the whole chapter talking about Jesus sold it to not a hidden event. He sold his resurrection body to many people.
就是在这个格林多前书第十五章也讲到，就是说他复活呢，复活以后不仅仅是一个复活，而是他向众人显现出来。
And no less than 10 times in the New Testament, Jesus showed it to them, to everybody.
在这个圣经里面提到十多次，就是说耶稣基督呢复活以后向他们众人显现。
The people he showed at least from 500 to 520 people.
那讲到就说是就五百人的这样五百人显现。
And over 40 days.
在40天的时间之内。
And that is not something high away. This is something in the light. And when John wrote the gospel, still a lot of people still alive is eyewitness.
在约翰在写这个约翰福音的时候呢，好多当时见到这个耶稣复活的这个目击者呢还活着。
So these have eyewitnesses that the law has risen.
那里当时有很多的证人呢，就是做见证，就是耶稣活着。
So we believe and also it's in the history that's also eyewitness.So we should trust in the resurrection and of Christ. Now we know God has a new plan, a new family for us.
我们把我们的信心放在耶稣的复活里面，我们也相信神今天有一个新的计划对我们。
Without the resurrection, we have no hope because we're going to die. We live and die.
没有耶稣的复活，我们其实没有任何的盼望，因为我们活着，最后就是死亡。
Now he's a Lord, the Son of God with power. He lived because he died first.
那今天呢，神的儿子活着，因为他受洗为我们死了。
And for the first time, we'll go into heaven like him, and that is why Jesus promised he will come back.And he'll bring us to the new home that is in John 14.
也是在圣经里面第一次记载呢，就是我们也要跟着他进到这个天堂里面去，因为耶稣应许我们，他要再来接我们回到那边去。
And Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and I'm power. Whoever believes in me will never die.
那耶稣应许我们，他说，我是复活，我是生命，所有信我的人必是永远不死。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Except through me, nobody can come to the Father.
我是道路、真理、生命。不通过我，没有人能够到父那边去。
So for sure, we're going to follow Jesus, and he's going to say, "He say, there's a many mansion, many place in my Father's home. When I go away, I'll come back to bring you to the new home."
所以在约翰福音十四章就讲到，他说我去是为你们预备地方，那里有很多的住处，我去再次要回来接你们去。
Now that's a new kingdom, not only just a new humanity, now this is a new kingdom, a new place.
那今天不仅仅是一个新的人类，也是一个新的王国。
And this is promised from our Lord Christ. He's going to enable usthrough the power of the Holy Spirit. So we will have a resurrection hope, the hope of resurrection, the hope of glory.
所以今天呢，就是耶稣应许我们，我们将来有荣耀的复活的盼望。
Now today, let's focus. Jesus has done everything for us. What shall we do for him?
那今天呢，我们再次的说，我们能为耶稣去做什么呢？
And another question is that how then shall we live?
另外一个问题呢，也就是说，我们今天怎么样来过我们的生活呢？
How to live out this new life?
怎么样来活出一个新的生命呢？
On earth,
在这个地上。
And let's look at the Bible and 1 Corinthians chapter 15. What is the new light going to be like in Paul's words?
再次的来借着圣经格林多前书十五章来看看我们怎么样在地上呢过一个要过的生活，就像
Start at verse 50. First Corinthians chapter 15.
这是格林多前书十五章
verse 50.
十五章五十节。
And when Jesus come, and he, like John believed, the law will be bad. What is it like at that moment? And we asked Pastor Wen to read for us. And
这里讲到呢，耶稣再来的时候，我们应该成为怎么一个样式呢？我们来读一下。
From 50 to 56.
从五十到五十六节，弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的，这必死的即变成不死的。那是经上所记，死必被得胜吞灭了的话就要应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
好 ，Thank you, Pastor Wen. So we, Jesus has done everything for us. He lived for us. Not only that, he defeat death.
耶稣基督不仅仅是给我们做了榜样，而且他真正的战胜了死亡。
He's victorious. That's why we are victorious too.
他是一个得胜者，所以我们也要成为得胜者。
So we call this our power now. We can overcome.
So 今天呢，就说神给我们这样的能力呢，让我们成为一个得胜者。
Because Jesus already lived a perfect life for us, we'll continue to follow him and try to live a good life too.
因为耶稣基督已经为我们做了榜样。他成为一个完全的一个榜样，让我们能够来跟随他过一个生活。
But the glory of the gospel is the resurrection, is a gift.
今天讲到呢，就是说这一个复活的生命呢，是福音里面讲的复活呢，是一个礼物，是一个恩赐。
Inherit the kingdom of God and the sonship.It's a gift.
今天我们能够成为神的儿女，有这个儿女的名分，都是神的恩赐，继承他的国度。
It's based on faith in the resurrection of Christ and the gospel.
完全是基于对耶稣复活的一种信心和对他的福音的一种信心。
And this is not aboutYour moral transformation.
这是不关乎你的这个道德的这样一个改进。
Your inner improvement or renewal.
也不关乎你里面的这样一个改变。
It's a pure gift of God. This is the gospel, the good news. We don't deserve it. He come to save the sinner as we are.
这是完全是从神来的一个礼物，跟我们是不配得的，但是他完全给我们，就是来要救罪人。
So my brother and sister, or there's some new friends, you don't need to say, hey, I have to be good enough. I have to do this, to do this. No, this is grace. This is a gift. All we need to do is believe. When you believe, it becomes our life, our power, our kingdom in heaven.
那所以弟兄姐妹们，还有我们中间的一些新朋友们，不要说哦，我现在还不够好，怎么样怎么样？这完全是一个神的一个恩典啊，神的一个恩赐啊，是神的能力要赐给你。
That is the glory beyond our imagination. It's a glorious resurrection with a lot of blessing in heaven as the children of God.
这是超乎我们想象的，从神而来的。极大的一个荣耀的恩典、啊、是借着我也是基督赐给我们的。
We look at the 51 and、Corinthians chapter 15:51 it says here, listen, I tell you a mystery.
这里在哥林多前书15:51讲到，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。
The mystery is that the in aFlesh in the twinkling of an eye at the last combat in just a quick moment the dead will be raised imperishable. We will be raised with a new body and a new life.
这里就讲到呢，就是这个奥秘是在一霎时眨眼之间呢，号筒末次吹响的时候呢，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的。我们要改变。
In another Bible, Jesus come with all the angels in power. The whole world can see that. We'll meet the Lord in the mid-air.
在另外的圣经里面呢，讲到当耶稣再来的时候呢，全世界都能看见他。我们跟他在空中相遇。
And that is how the, how we going to experience. This is only the little glimpse of what's going to happen.
啊，那些都是我们将来要经历。今天我们经历的一些，就是在这样一个预兆。
So when Jesus going to heaven, and we will follow his step, we will go the same way. We will be ascending to heaven.
因为耶稣进入了天堂，我们也跟随他，也要进入天堂。
Now we ask the question one more time, but how then shall we live? How do we respond to God's love, God's gift?
Yeah, 我们再次要问一个问题：我们怎么样过我们地上的生活？我们怎么样回应神的爱
？There's two kind of resurrection, two kind of new life.
这里有两种不同的这个复活，两种不同的新的生命。
Let's look at First Peter chapter one.
我们看看彼得前书第一章。
And Peter, from his perspective, talk about the new life.
从彼得的角度呢，看看这个新的生命。
Okay, we ask Pastor Wen to read for us the chapter 1 from verse 3 to verse 11.
我们在彼得前书第一章呢读一下第三节到十一节。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，即耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、被我们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，我如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能快的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着成长、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。用到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察， 就是考察在你们心里基督的灵，预想证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候并怎样的时候。
Thank you, Pastor Wayne. Now, here talking about the new life, Peter. The new life is not about when we go to heaven, really. Today is the new life.
这里讲到
Every day is an Easter for the Christian.
我们不仅是想进入天堂才有新的生命，是今天每一天就要过一个新的生活。
Today, Monday, next week, every day,We will follow Christ. Will be a new existence. Will be a new life for us.
下个星期的星期一，每一天我们都要跟随耶稣过一个新的生活。
That's why in verse 3 talk about is a living hope. Every day we turn our grief to joy. The world is in trouble, but in God we have joy and peace.
所以第三节讲到这是一个活泼的盼望，每一天呢。都我们要把、这个、忧愁会变为喜乐，就是跟随主耶稣。
God planned this, planned his family a long time ago, is based on his mercy, we don't deserve it, it's a gift.
那神呢预先的就是说、预备了这个神的家，今天这是他早就预备了，不是我们能够、我们、配得的。
We inherit, we are rich kid, we are in the royal family, we inherit the kingdom of God.
我们今天讲的就是皇家的人，皇族的人，我们是在继承着丰盛的产业。
And this inheritance is promised and through Jesus, but sealed by God's power. God will keep it for us. When Jesus comes, we're going to go with him to inherit everything.
今天我们说应许的基业呢，是在耶稣基督里面已经封存起来的。啊，我们要来跟从他的时候呢，这些基业都是属于我们的。
When we are resurrected, that is the last time, we're going to become a human being. We will go into the heaven and live in Christ like a brother, and God is our Father.
当然当我们复活的日子到的时候呢，那时候就是最后一次我们真正跟耶稣基督一样成为弟兄，在他的国度里面、生存。
In all this you have great joy and Peter talking but for a little while you have to suffer.
但是第六节讲到呢，你们是有大喜乐，因此你们有大喜乐，但是如今呢，你们有暂时的忧愁。
COVID-19, we have all our suffering. The world is not perfect. Our children is not perfect. That's a lot of struggle as a Christian.
我们今天有这个瘟疫、啊、我们这个世界也不完全，我们的儿女也不完全，我们有很多的作为基督徒有很多的挣扎。
But this is only a test.Because your grief will turn to joy.
这里讲到呢，这只是一个试炼而已，因为你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
Verse 7, not only that, the reason why we have trouble, suffering, why、we are not perfect, why all this misery in the world is because we must have faith. God wants to test our faith as.Gold we find by fire.
这里讲到一个原因，我们为什么会有这样的这个、忧愁啊痛苦，是因为那种试炼临到我们的时候呢，让我们的信心要被经过考试，经过试验、最后就像金子一样的宝贵，比金子更宝贵。
The example is that the Job、in the BibleHe went through the suffering, then he can claim, now I have seen you.
就像在约伯记里面记载的，约伯呢，当时经过了很多的痛苦，后来他说，从前风闻有你，今日亲眼见你。
Suffering has a purpose. As a Christian, there's no chance. God is training, refining our faith, so we will be praised, we will have a glorious resurrection, and God will honor us.
任何的苦难呢，对基督徒来讲都是有意义的，这些苦难是要让我们呢，就是在他里面呢，要经过试炼呢，信心更加的坚固，能够得着呢，荣耀的盼望。
And in Psalm 57, the Bible talk about even each drop of your, from your eye, God has a record of it.
就是在诗篇五十七篇里面呢，讲到就是说，我们任何的事情呢，神都记载下来。
And including when we are crying, God will keep how many drops are there and keep it in the record.
这里讲到呢，就是我们所流过的每一滴眼泪，神都记载下
来。Every hair, God knows how many are there.
头上的每一根头发，神都数过。
And each bird.When it comes down, God knows.
每一个天上的飞鸟，当它掉下来的时候，神也知道。
Without God's will, that nothing will happen to us. So this is God's design to let us experience different trials.
没有神的旨意，没有任何的东西会临到我们。神这些临到我们的是为了试验我们。
The purpose is to give us glory in resurrection, give us place in our resurrection.
目的是当我们
经过
试炼的时候呢，将来给我们那种荣耀。耶稣再来的时候，那种荣耀在我们的里面。
And God said, "The world is not worth us. The blessing here is too little. I'm a big God."I want to give you much, much more than the earthly inheritance.
那圣经上讲到呢，在世上神能给我们的那是很少，那是将来我要给你更多更多的这样一个基业。
The treasure on earth is too little. I want to give you more.
地上的宝藏是极其微小的，我要给你更多。
Because.He loves us. He wants to give us much, much, much more the inheritance in heaven.
因为他要给我们很多很多很多的这个产业在天上。
Now it's okay. It's Good Friday. But wait. Sunday is coming. The new creation, the new glory, the new resurrection is coming when Jesus comes and you will be Blessed eternally.
今天看起来像是星期五的复活节，但是很快星期天的星期五的受难节，但是很快星期天的复活就要来临。
That's why verse 7, may we sow in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus is revealed in the resurrection again, then we will be resurrected too.
所以在第七节讲到呢。在这个耶稣基督显现的时候呢，我们就要得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
Then at that time we will fill with inexpressible and glorious joy.
那个时候呢，就有说不出来的、满有荣光的大喜乐。
Because that's the purpose of the gospel. Your faith will give you, the salvation of your soul.That is from grief to joy, inherit the kingdom.
这就是这个福音的这样一个目的，就是让通过信心呢，让你将来在这个喜乐，将来以后这个荣光的这种大喜乐在你的里面。
And let's look at another Paul in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16.
再次我们看看这个格林多后书第四章十六节。
And Paul talking about the suffering as a purpose.
格林多后书第四章十六节，我们看看这个苦难作为这个。
Second Corinthians, OK.
啊，格林多后书
第四章
十六节。所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。
Continue until the 18.
我们这自掌自请的苦处，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，但是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
And here the Bible, the Paul talking about the all this trouble in this world is just like a flash, momentary. It will pass so fast.
这里呢，保罗讲到，就是我们的地上的一切，就像我们的外体一样，会渐渐的毁坏，很快会毁坏。
But that's the purpose. All this momentary trouble will achieve for us.Resurrection, a glorious resurrection. There's no comparison.
这里有一个目的，就是的至真至长至轻的苦处呢，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
What we experience on earth for Christ and live for God, all this trouble will not, cannot be compared to the eternal glory that is far outweighs them.
当我们在地上为主而活着的时候，这些至脏至轻的苦处呢，比起将来的这些荣耀呢，那根本算不了什么。
And the earthly glory, there's no comparison when it compared to the eternal glory.
所以在地上所有的这些事情或者荣耀，也将来我相信于我们的这个天上的荣耀，那不算什么。
This is all temporary.
这都是
on earth.
啊，暂时的，在地上的。
The grief will turn to joy when we endure, when we continue to have faith and accept the test.
当我们信心里面忍耐，接受这样的考验的时候呢，我们的忧愁就要变为喜乐。
And Second Corinthians chapter 5.
You are talking about.
We continue to look at chapter 5 and verse 7.
在这个格林多后书第五章
verse 7.
第七节
For we live by faith, not by sight.
因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Verse 9, we make our goals to please him.
所以这讲到呢，就说无论是住在身内还是离开身外，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦。
Verse 10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Each of us will receive what is still us while in the body, whether good or bad.
所以第十节呢讲到，因为我们众人必要在基督台的台前显露出来。叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
So there's a two kind of resurrection here.
这里讲到两种的这样一个复活。
Before the judgment of Christ, before the judgment seat of Christ, Christ will judge us whether we belong to the first kind of resurrection or the second kind of resurrection.
这里讲到呢，就是说在复活之前呢，耶稣就在我们的身内就要来审断我们，让我们看看能不能属于第二次的复活。
He talking about the first kind is a good kind, a rich kind. The second kind is a bad one, not a rich one, is a poor one. That's a
第一种审判。
That's a rich resurrection.Or poor resurrection.
啊，也就讲到两种的复活，一种是一个好像一个差的一个复活，另一个是一个好的一个复活。
And Peter used the term a rich welcome or poor welcome.
啊，就是彼得用一个词，就是这一个很荣耀的一个荒淫啊，或者一个不是荣耀的一个荒淫。
好 ，Let's look at Peter. What does he say? Peter is special emphasis is suffering in this world is the power of resurrection. It's good for us because God wants to bless us. The world's blessing is not good enough for us. It's too small. God will bless us in kingdom of God, the future glory.
彼得讲到呢，就说在地上说所有的这一切呢，都算不了什么。将来神要怎样荣耀的盼望预备在天上。
First Peter chapter Second Peter chapter 5 verse 1. Second Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1.
第一章，彼得后书第一章。
Verse 8, 9, and 10.
第九到第十节。
And to 11 too.So we start at the 8 to 11. We ask Pastor Wen to read to us, please.
彼得后书第一章第八节，你们若匆匆足足的有这几样，就必是你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是哑瞎，是看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和被拣选的坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主耶稣基督永远的国。
Focus on 11. If we live for God, our resurrection is the first kind, because you will receive a rich welcomeInto the kingdom of God.
所以当我们真的为主活着的时候呢，我们进入这个基督永远国的时候呢，是一个丰丰富富的。
We are willing to pass the test, to face the test, to suffer, God knows, but we'll continue to do that because in this world, whether you like it or not, there's suffering, but we do it for God.
但是如果在我们受苦的时候呢，我们为主来受苦，不管我们喜欢还是不喜欢，这个世上都有受苦。但为主受苦的时候呢，啊，就有这样一个丰丰富富的。
Resulting, you have faith and love and hope.
所以我们今天呢，有这个信心、盼望和爱。
Then the eternal life will be.The resurrection, our resurrection will be a rich welcome.
那这样呢，我们将来的复活将会是一个丰丰富富的。
It's a glorious resurrection.
啊，这称为一个非常荣耀的复活。
And we look at the second kind of resurrection.
That's
very safe, just very safe.
第二种的复活呢，就是仅仅得救。
We look at 1 Peter,
看看彼得前书,
chapter 4,
第四章,
chapter 4, 17,
第四章十七节,
we ask Pastor Wen to read to us.
因为时候到了，神盼要从神的家起手，若是先从我们起手，那不幸从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？若是一人仅仅得救，那不敬虔和犯罪的人将有何地可葬呢？所以要照神旨意受苦的人，要一心为上，将自己灵魂交于那信实的造化之主。
The one who willing to live for God, suffer for God, will receive rich welcome. Here talking about the one willing to live for themselves, to enjoy, try to, do everything for themselves in this world, and they are very safe.
这里讲到呢，就是说那些照着神的旨意受苦的人，为神的旨意活着的人，是一种活法。那另一种人呢，是仅仅得救，啊，仅仅得救，为自己活着，啊，是仅仅得救。
That's two kind of Christian. Your choice. God said, you can choose. You can choose to live for yourself. do everything for yourself, or you can choose do everything for God, live for God in this world.
就是，也就是圣教人们可以有一个选择，你可以为自己活着，还是为主活着。
When you live for God, all these are temporary. Suffering is a blessing because it resulted in a greater blessing in heaven. Because the world heaven is not worth us. It's the heavenly heaven God is prepared for us.
但是我们如果为神的旨意受苦的时候呢，在地上的一切呢？都是变得是暂时的，而且神，我们真正神给我们预留在天上的呢，那是非常丰富的。
Paul talking about the first, the second one too. We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
那保罗呢，也讲到这两种复活的方法。
And start and start at 10. Start at 10. 10 to 16.10 to 16. And we asked Pastor when to respond.
Corinthians chapter 3.
Chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 10 to 16.
这里哥林多前书第三章第十到十六节，这里讲到呢，我照神所赐给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造。这是个人要谨慎，怎样在上面建造。因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木薄鞋在这根基上建造，个人的工程必让显露，因为那日子将要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试炼个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若从得住，他就得赏赐；人的工程若被烧毁了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
And this talking about this two kind of resurrection. The first kind for some Christian, for second kind for some Christian. So for here talking about emphasis.The first kind, they use what? They use gold, silver, and costly stone to build the foundation.
这里讲到将来的两种复活，两种基督徒。一种人呢是用金银宝石来建造。
Another kind, they use wood, hay, and straw to build their life, which is temporary. They focus on material things, focus on temporary things.Focus on what is in this world for me thing.
另一种人呢是用草木和血来建造，就是眼睛盯在这个世界上要过去要修坏的事情。
Verse 14, but the day will come, it is when Jesus come, the judgment day.
但是十五节讲到呢，将来在这个耶稣来临的日子呢，生胖的日子呢，
He will use fire to test the quality.It's like a building. If we build with gold and silver, it will be rewarded. If we build with the wood and hay, that will be destroyed.
所以他用火来试炼人建造的工程，因为将来这个人的工程呢，如果是草木和谐呢，就都就完蛋了，烧毁了。
We focus on the 15. That is a mystery. That we don't want to be like that.If it is burned up with what we build, what we are doing in this world, is burned up, the builder, that's us, you, will suffer loss, yet will be saved.
这里讲到的呢，就是说，这是对人的一个试验。火的试验来临的时候呢，这是一个非常惨痛的事情，因为人的工程呢被烧掉了，什么也都受到了亏损。虽然他自己要得救。
And that kind of resurrection is horrible because why? As only as one escaping through the flames. It's like a burning wood. It's a burning thing just into heaven, just very safe.
那这里讲到呢，就是这种情况呢，看起来蛮惨的。 就是虽然得救，但是那天像从火里经过的一样。
And Jesus is serious in chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5. He talk about if your eye commit sin, rather God will take away your eye and keep your soul safe.
那耶稣在这个事情上非常的严肃，在马太福音第五章呢讲的就是说，如果你的眼睛让你犯罪，把眼睛挖出来更好。
So God want to save you, yet your saving is a poor resurrection.
那里讲到耶稣非常要去救那个人，眼睛挖出来救的话呢，他是一个，但是是一个挺难过的一种得救。
Just very safe in heaven. There's no reward in heaven.
但是仅仅得救，在天上也没什么赏赐。
We don't want to be in a poor resurrection. We don't want to be welcomed by richly by God.
我们不想这样仅仅的得救啊，仅仅的得救。我们想要将来主来欢迎我们的时候是一个丰丰富富的一个欢迎。
Finally, we look at two more passages of the Bible. We'll be finished. We go to the Revelation.
在我们结束之前，再读两段经文。
Revelation, Jesus talked directly to the church.Not only as an individual, to the church and the individual. That's chapter 2, verse 8. This is talking about the Shemera church.
这里呢，第二章，启示录的第二章呢，第八节，他给写信给这个士美拿的教会。
From verse 8 to verse 11, we ask Pastor Ren to read for us.
从第八节到第十节我们读一下，你要写信给士美拿教会的使者，说那受先的抹后的死过又活的，对，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，那是撒旦议会的人，你将要受的苦你不用怕，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难时，你无要赐死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就有的听，得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
We must listen to the voice of Christ and listen to the voice of Holy Spirit.
我们必须要听主耶稣这里讲的话，也就是圣灵向我们所讲的话。
And this church in Shemera and all the people in that, they have affliction, they have suffering, they even are poor, but they are blessed.
这里四名的教会呢，经历很多的患难，他们看起来很贫穷，但是呢，其实他们很受祝福。
From God's perspective, they are rich because the resurrection will be a rich welcome.
但是从神的角度呢，他们却是富足的，因为将来神欢迎他们的时候是一个丰丰富富的欢迎。
They're very strong. They're willing to suffer for God. And Jesus said, and the Holy Spirit said too, they will receive the victorious, the victor's crown. Receive a crown, it means will be rewarded heavily.
这里就讲到呢，将来他们经过试炼呢，经过这个患难的试炼之后呢，他要赐给他们生命的冠冕。
You,
就是说赏赐给他们。
You seem like in this earth, you are poor, but yet you are rich. Because God wants to bless you. The earthly blessing is too small. God wants to give you the heavenly blessing.
你看起来的地上是贫穷的，其实呢，在你是，在神的面前是富足的，因为神把天上的富足要赏赐给你。
You will be rewarded. You are not very safe. You will receive a crown of life.
你将要承受这个生命的冠冕，从主那边来的。
You are victorious. You are like gold refined by fire. You receive the crown of life.
你将会是一个得胜者，你将会就像金子经历火一样，你将会承受生命的光明。
That is the glorious resurrection. That's what God wants us to be.
那就是荣耀的复活，神盼望我们，希望我们得着的。
A rich welcome.
一个丰丰富富的对我们的一个欢迎。
In this world we live for God, suffer for God, and the reward will be heavy. All your suffering are not wasted. Each suffering God will record it in his book.
在地上你所经历的任何的苦处，神都在天上的记载。
Finally, the second kind of poor resurrection and the Holy Spirit and Jesus talking about this in chapter 3, Revelation chapter 3.
另外在这个基督的地上也讲到一种比较凄惨的一个复活。
Verse 15 to 21, and we ask Pastor when to read for us.
15-21节。第三章15-21节。14节，你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说，那位阿们的。你诚信真实见证的，在上创造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的心里，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既入温水也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷下养赤身的。我劝你向我买火亮的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买养月养药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备光叫他。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看来我站在门外叩门，若有听见我的声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就是我得了圣，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一半。圣灵向众教会所说的话，方有耳的就应当听。
The second kind of Christian or the church is the one who is neither cold or neither hot.
所以第二种基督徒呢，就是这个不冷不热的基督徒。
We call wishy-washy Christian.
就是叫做这个马马虎虎的基督徒
，half here half there，
就是悠哉悠哉的
，half here half there half alive，
就是一半一半一半的生命，半死不活的。
And 17 said, "The church is rich. They think they are rich because they acquire wealth. They have everything going for them."
他说他们是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
But Jesus in Luke, tell them, woe to you who is focused on the material thing, who is rich in this world, because you already receive your comfort, then there's no comfort in heaven.
所以圣经里面讲到呢，就是有人把眼睛集中在地上的富足的时候呢，已经得到了赏赐，在天堂上就没有赏赐。
And Jesus said, "Woe to you!" 有祸了。
圣经里面讲的你有祸了。
Here is the church. Woe to them, because Jesus said, "You seem to be rich in this world, but you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked." That's a heavy word.
那这里讲到你们看起来是富足的，但是却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷下养赤身的。
Because you focus on the wrong thing, the temporary thing, not the eternal thing. What's not eternal is eternally useless.
那你的眼睛呢，集中在这些暂时的事情上面，不集中在永恒的事情上。 你如果不寄动在永恒的事情上呢，这些东西它在永恒里面是毫无用处。
You live for yourself. You are self-centered. You just suffer or benefit everything for yourself.
如果你真的为自己，一切为了自己啊，一切一切的都是为了自己的话呢
？You must live for me again, like gold we find in the fire. That's 18.
所以十八节能讲的就是我劝你。像我要买活亮的金子，就是来再次的来经历试炼。
Wear white clothes.
啊，而且要穿上白衣。
To cover your shameful nakedness.
所以叫你的赤身的羞耻呢，暴露出来。
I'll lock your door. I want to come in to change you.
所以我要在你的门口来敲门。要来改变你。
Open the door, live for God again.
所以你要打开你的门。再次为主活着。
I don't want you to have a poor resurrection. I want you to have a rich resurrection.
我不想让你有一个这样，这样一个悲惨的一个复活，要你一个丰丰富富的复活。
I want you. I don't want you to have little blessing in this world. I want you to have big blessing in heaven.
我不是让你在地上 得到那么一点点的祝福，我要让你在天上得到那极大的祝福。
My gift is much more, my rich is much more. The world is too little, the gift is too little in this world.
啊，我在天上的赏赐是极大极大的，在地上能给你的这是非常少。
You must live a victorious life, 21.
你必须要做一个得过一个得胜的生活。
If you repent,That you can sit with me to get the victor's crown too.
如果你悔改，你会再次的来得到这个冠冕。
And listen to the Holy Spirit. He wants you to not to have a poor resurrection, to have a welcome, a glorious resurrection.
所以说呢，要我们不是一个仅仅的一个得救，仅仅的复活，而是一个丰丰富富的复活得救。
So, give me one more minute. The last one we're going to read is in Philippians.
在一分钟，我们再读一下《腓立比书》
Chapter 1.Chapter 1, verse 29.
第一章第二十九节。因为你们蒙恩，不当得以信服基督，并且要为他受苦。
So, the Bible, Paul through the Holy Spirit, to tell us, it is a favor of God.Not only to believe in him, it's a favor for God to ask you suffer for him to have a rich welcome in the resurrection.
所以因为你们蒙恩呢，就是他呼召我们去为他来受苦，啊，以得一个丰富的这一个。
In English, the literary translation is that it is a favor to you because of Christ.
这里呢，就是一个是神给你的一个恩宠，让你在主里面受苦。
It's a privilege，
也就是一个殊荣、荣幸。
To suffer for God is a privilege，
就是为主、为神在受苦，这是一个荣幸。
Because you receive a rich welcome，
因为你将会得这一个丰丰富富的一个复活。
And Chapter 3, and one more verse, 10-11.
那我们第三章，10-11, 使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
And participate in the suffering of Christ, it means we have to go through the Good Friday.In order to have a glorious resurrection. We must participate in the suffering like Christ for the sake of gospel, then you'll receive a rich welcome. Not very safe, receive a rich welcome. Live for God.
所以就是我们靠着圣复活的大能要得着一个丰丰富富的这样一个复活。
Verse 14, this is the price God will give it to you.
那十四节讲到这次这是从上面招我来的奖赏。
My dear brother and sister, indeed, if we share Jesus' suffering, in order we'll share his glory, a glorious resurrection.
所以呢，当我们在他的受苦上有份的时候呢，在他的复活上就一个丰丰富富的复活里面也有份。
That's Romans chapter 8. There's too many Bible, we don't have time to read. Chapter 8 is talking about the participating in the suffering is part of God's plan, so we must have more faith, more love, more hope. Then the gift will be, tremendous gift will be in heaven. That is a better resurrection. It's a rich resurrection, not the poor.
所以当我们真的在信心盼望这些里面呢，为主来受苦的时候呢，将来是一个丰富的一个复活。Amen.
My brother and sister, make your choice.
所以弟兄姐妹呢，要做这样一个选择。
You want to have a rich welcome in heaven, or you want to have a poor welcome, just very safe.
所以呢，就是说我们是要一个将来一个丰丰富富的复活呢，还是地上一个仅仅的一个复活？
And we live for God, suffer for God himself, live for us, suffer for ourselves.
所以我们要为主受苦呢，还是为自己来受苦？我们要做个。
In Easter Sunday, I hope I pray that all of us will have received a rich welcome from Jesus. Thank you very much. 我们祷告就
是在这个复活节呢，让所有的弟兄姐妹将来都有一个丰丰富富的复活。
Thank you, Pastor Wayne.
Thank you, Duncan. It's a wonderful message. It's a very powerful message. Anna 在吗？
在。谢谢丹肯弟兄给我们带来一个非常好的信息。
那我想呢做一个见证，完了以后呢就我们领圣餐，或者大家有见证也可以补充。
I want to share one of my testimonies before we have the communion. After that, if you want to share, you can also share as well.
我觉得丹肯今天讲的信息其实就是神的话语呢，让我们真的在地上受苦，要为主受苦呢，要得着那丰丰富富的天上来的奖赏。
So Duncan's message is to share with us that the temporary suffering is for us to receive the eternal glory in heaven.
但是我们这种受苦呢是有选择的，是为自己受苦还是为神受苦？
We have a choice whether to suffer for Christ or for our own self.
但是为主受苦的时候，这种奖赏不仅仅是将来复活的时候，今天我们就是这复活的生命在我们的里面，是一个赏赐，今天从天上就要领到。
So if we choose to suffer for Christ, not only to receive a reward in heaven in eternity, but right now today, we are already receiving his resurrected life in us.
就说我就举个例子，可能我也讲讲我的一些真实的故事。
So I will share some my personal experience.
其实很多人都知道，我在两年前呢，我在 Hope 那边买了一些产业。
So many of you know that I bought a property in Hope.
那这是地上的产业，神给我的。
That's our on earth.Inheritance that God has given me.
我记得一开始前屋主把东西交给我的时候给我讲了一句话，说 Your tenants are all your enemies.
你再说一次。
你的房客都是你的敌人，你要记住。
So when I received the property, the previous owner told me that all your tenants are your enemies.
那我把这个话呢，我真的我放在心里面，但是不是完全相信，但是我是很注意的把它留意放在我的心里面。
So I took his words in my heart, but even though I don't really believe what he says, but I was cautious.
但是我一开始买这些产业的时候呢，我并不想把我自己的服饰和我这些租房的这些就是混在一起，我想把它分开来。
So at first, when I first purchased the property, I didn't want to mix up with my ministry, and my business. I don't want to mix these two up.
但是我发现呢，就是说，神，真的就像丹肯刚才讲的，他，给你一个，给我一个 privilege， 就是说你必须要，你要选择去爱这些人，你要为我受苦，而不是为自己受苦。
So just like Duncan has shared, God has given me a privilege to suffer for Christ, not for these things, these people.
Myself, not for myself.
Not for myself, yes.
那是什么意思呢？我就举一些例子，就是说我在那个地上好多的事情发生，一开始我都就说这些事情呢就根据法律呀、这个那个去做，对吧？
So,
要根据法律去做。
So there's a lot of things was going on at first in the property. So I was trying to do things according to the law, to the regulations.
那有些时候呢，我会非常的生气，因为别人呢就是说把我的财产就是剥夺了，你明白吧？不合理的手段，就是来我的房子被 trash， 对不对？罪犯住在哪里？ My house is trashed， 对不对？这都是不合理的。有些他就故意赖房租这样，对不对？
So at first, I was really frustrated because a lot of people were taking advantage of me. Like, for example, they would not pay me rent or just treating my house like a trash.
那记得就说我过去讲过一些事情，有罪犯住在我里面，的水断掉，还有好多的房客有两个房客就是 sudden death。突然死掉，还有好多的房客找麻烦，很多的事情。
So I probably have shared early on that I have problem with my tenants. They cut off my water supply. Two of them have a certain death, and yeah, there were a lot of things going on there.
但是好多时候，当我们真的把这些东西，这是为了自己的时候呢，你就想到我的损失呀，我的 gain 的时候呢，睡不好觉。很生气。
So if you only think about yourself, your personal gains, you would take this to your heart, and then you probably like lose your sleep if you think too much about these kind of things.
那有一个阶段，我们就想把这些东西卖了算了。
So
so
there are a period of time that we were thinking about selling all these properties so that we don't have to suffer anymore.
但是呢。在祷告的时候呢，就说想起来就是神给我的应许，那我知道这是神给的，但是呢撒旦就是要夺走你这些东西，但是呢我们如果说按照这个方向走的话，把东西都卖掉，就是说撒旦就很高兴。
So when we pray, we felt that this is something that'sA blessing from the Lord, and the Lord is given to us for us to, you know, like take care of the property. But the Satan on the other side is trying to take away all these blessings from us. So if we went ahead and sold the property, that means Satan is won, and he will be very happy for us to sell all these things.
所以后来我们的祷告可能就是我们决定要做一个得胜者，要得胜，要得胜。
So after that, we made the decision that we have to become overcomers in all these things.
那你要怎么得胜呢？神很简单，神就说你要爱他们。
So how do you become overcomers? It's very simple. The Lord says just to love them.
我不知道。我的前任物主说 the old
tenants
are your enemies. 现在要 love them.
Just imagine my previous owner said that all your tenants are your enemies, but now we have to love them. Love your enemies.
那其实当我们真的做这样一个决定，愿意去爱他们的时候呢，开始来体谅他们，开始来体会他们的痛苦。所以我们后来就常常为他们祷告，这是第一点。第二点呢， 常常也送他们礼物，常常去跟他们谈心。
So after we made the decision that we have to love them, and we started praying for them, and we a lot of times we will have mercy on them and go talk to them and about their problems and things.
那事实上呢，好多时候当我们这样做的时候，人不是说立刻就改变，有的人会听你讲，有的人不会听你讲。但是呢，当我们这样做的时候呢，我们心里第一个就是平安和喜乐再次的来临。
So once we started doing that, even though the other parts, I mean, the other people may not change immediately, some of them might listen or some of them might not. But once we start doing that, we felt the peace and joy again in our heart.
我们真的睡得香，有时候就做好准备，你就损失几百块、几千块钱，做好准备。但是呢，我们希望这个房客走的时候呢，平平安安的走，高高兴兴的走。
So we start to have a good night's sleep again, and we have the peace in our mind that if the tenants leave, they will leave happy and satisfied.
我记得我有一次一个房客走的时候呢，按照法律的话，他把所有的垃圾都要清走，但是他把所有的垃圾都留下。我租了一个 trailer， 丢了五六次垃圾。就是五六个 trailer， 那些沙发什么东西的，我一个人，我师母在那里，我不能让他做太多，我一个人都把这些装到 trailer 上面去帮去 dump about seven trailers.
So there was a tenant. When he left our property, he didn't clean up his garbage. So I have to carry seven loads of garbage in my trailer for seven times to dump all of his stuff. Susan was with me, but she wasn't able to do much, so I was to do this all alone.
他走之前呢，就说他其实对我非常非常的不满，因为一些事情有一些误解。但是呢，他的太太呢，突然就住院了。我说你就去照顾你的太太吧，其他的一些事情我可以来照料。
So actually he wasn't very happy with me because of some misunderstanding. But before he left, all of a sudden his wife got sick. So I told him, don't worry about anything. Just go ahead and take care of your wife instead.
结果他说我病，我有一点点的沙发留在那个地方，你帮我扔掉可以吗？结果他不是一点点的沙发，我扔了 seven trailers.
And he told me that, oh, I have a sofa left in the place, so can you just help me dump it out? But it's just not only sofa, it's a lot of things. So I have to drive back and forth seven times to dump off his stuff.
我看到呢，就是他留下的一些罐头啊，一些好 table 啊，他很奇怪，他每一个罐头上呢都没有吃的都戳一个洞。那个 table 呢，它上面都是用刀子划了，就是别人不能用。我就其实我当时心里面就说，我可怜他，我没有去恨他或者怎么样。他这个就本来人可以用的呢，现在变成 garbage， everything become garbage， I have to throw away。
So when I dump out his stuff, I found very interesting that all his canned food, even though he haven't consumed it yet, he will just put a knife through it to damage the can so that no one else can eat it. And also his dining table was full of scratches from a knife, so that a table which was usable and now no longer usable and become garbage. So when I see all of these, I wasn't angry, but I felt like pity on him.
So the last word, 最后一句话我给他的，我就说你去好好你的照顾你的太太，大家都不容易。我把这些句扔了就好了，我不发任何的怨言。
So the last words that I told him was, don't worry, take care of your wife. I will clean up all of this. So I wasn't complaining.
但是我就发现，其实这是其中的一个例子啊，就是当我这样，其实我对待我所有的房客都现在这样开始做的时候呢，我真的发现神给我很多的赏赐，有 suffering， 有赏赐。
So once I started doing this, I felt that the Lord has rewarded me. So there will be suffering, but there will be rewards.
suffering 在哪里呢？我现在在金钱上好多时候真的损失很多。
So where is my suffering? Is that I actually made a lot of loss on my earnings because of this?
但是我还要付出很多的体力啊，体力好多的这种事情，对不对？
At the same time, I had to contribute a lot of my physical like energies on dealing with this kind of stuff.
但是呢，真的神的那个生命进到我里面，我有很多的平安和喜乐。
But when God's life enter into me, I have a lot of joy and peace.
现在住在我那边的所有的房客基本上越来越多成为我的朋友啊，至少都没有坏的关系。
So now the tenants on my properties are no longer enemies, and most, they are starting to become my friends.
就说我感受到一个 blessing, 而且我也定义，我觉得神也是有定义要来为他们祷告，定义要传福音给他们。定义要成为他们的祝福。
So and I felt that it is God's will to bless those peoples so that the good news can be shared to them.
所以刚才Duncan讲的，这是一个 privilege， 这是一个殊荣。有时候是因着神爱我们呢，让我们经历这样的试炼。但是试炼的时候呢，要知道是有一个选择，是为自己受苦还是为神受苦。
So just like Duncan has said, it's a privilege to be able in a position to suffer for Christ. So at the same time, we know that this is a trial, it's a test for us.
所以我为我的房客祷告很多，我为我的房客祷告非常非常的多。
So I actually pray a lot for my tenants.
我发现他们的生命在改变，好多人开始有恭敬，有盼望。
And I found that their lives has started to change and a lot of them start to have the joy and the hope in them.
其实有很多很多的见证。真的有一个朋友说，他说你这些故事可以写一部电影，真的可以写部电影。但是我今天没有办法全部的来讲。
So there's a lot of experience like that. And one of my friends even told me, oh, all of this experience can be written into a story, into a book. So yeah, indeed, there's a lot of exciting things like that, but I don't have time to share today.
不过还是要感谢主，因着我们的软弱呢，神不会把过重的担子加给我们。
So praise the Lord that because of our weaknesses, the Lord is not going to overburden us.
但神说呢，你要爱你的仇敌，他没有说你要跟你的仇敌一起居住。
That's why the Lord said to love your enemies, but he never said, oh, go and live with your enemies.
神真的 very merciful, 就是说你 can love your enemy, but you don't need to live with your enemy.
So the Lord is very merciful, so we have to love our enemies, but we don't need to live with them. 我们要爱我们仇敌，但是不需要跟他们同住。
那我想这也是真理。那耶稣基督呢，爱法利赛人，爱撒都盖人，爱定死他的那些人，但不代表耶稣基督能够跟他们住在一起。
So I think this might be the truth as well. So Jesus Christ loved all his enemies, loved the Pharisees.He left the Sadducees, but they don't. I mean, he doesn't necessarily have to live with them.
但是我知道，我亲自就是这种经历，就是说，神的话语就变成一个真实的一个话语，就是那个复活的生命在我们的里面，真的是一个 overcome.
So the words become a living words in my life, so that the Lord Jesus is a resurrected Lord.
你想这是一件多么好的事情，你的房客都成为你的朋友，不再成为你的。
So what a wonderful thing to be friend with my tenants and not to be enemies with them.
所以这就是神的法子，神的要祝福我。
So that's the way of our Lord. Our Lord is here to bless us.
祝福我们，让我们的眼睛不只看到的那$100, $1,000。那是那个 love, 那种爱。
So that our eyes won't be fixing on money, $100, $20, $200, but rather fix our eyes on love.
但是呢，生其实它的法则也是这样，丰丰富富的。当我们这样做的时候，它那些东西你也不用担心，它自然会赐给你。
So, we don't have to worry if we do according to His words. Everything else will be given to us abundantly.
在过去的两年里啊，几乎每一个月为收房租都要很苦恼，很苦恼。
So the past couple years, so every time we have to go and collect rent, it's just a headache. It's such a headache to do that.
但是你知道吗？现在呢，这几个月开始呢，不为收房租有任何的烦恼。
So, but a recent month that I had no longer need to worry about whether I will collect rent on time, that I no longer worry about this.
Because this is 神的道。当我们真的愿意去爱别人的时候呢，神会祝福我们。人心也是肉长的，他们也会借着我们的这些关爱呢，他们也会来体会我们的不容易。
So that's the way of the Lord. So if we have mercy, love other people, then, you know, other people, they also have their own conscience too. Like if we show love to them, they will also show love back.
这就是耶稣基督话语的力量，也是他复活的大能。没有他复活的大能，我们做不了这样的事情，因为我们很害怕。我们会害怕我们失去。但是因着他复活的大能，我们不害怕失去。
So, that's the power of the word and also the power of Jesus Christ's resurrection. Because he has resurrected, we no longer need to worry about this and.
It's losing this, losing that.
Yeah, we no longer need to worry about whether we will lose this or that.
因为我们的主已经得胜了。
Because our Jesus Christ has risen and overcome.
Amen. 我们先做一个祷告，我们来领圣餐。就是做完祷告以后呢，我们各个家庭准备圣餐，我们来领，好吧？我们先做一个祷告。Hallelujah.
So we will pray and we will have communions later on. Hallelujah, Lord.
谢谢你，因着你受苦，我们不再受苦。
Thank you because you have suffered for us so that we no longer have to go through sufferings.
因为你的受苦是有意义的，让我们的受苦，为你受苦也变成有意义的。
Because your sufferings has its significance so that when we suffer for you, we will also have the meaning of behind why we are suffering.
这一切世界上至情的痛苦都是要成就呢永远无比的荣耀。
So this temporary suffering is going to accomplish for the eternal blessing.
说谢谢你，你带着肉体复活了。
Thank you that you have resurrected with new life.
说你带着肉体复活了，我们的肉体也是要复活的。
You have resurrected and also we will resurrect with you.
With our body.
With our bodies.
主啊，我们今天再次来纪念你的受死和你的复活。
Once again, we will come to remember your sufferings and your resurrection.
在你被卖的那一夜，你就举起杯来说：“这是我的血，被众人流出来，使罪得赦。”
On the night of the betrayal, you lift up the cup and said, "This is my blood that is going to share for you."
你也举起饼来说：“这是我的身体，为你们掰开。”
And you also took up the bread and said, "This is my body that is broken for you."
主啊，这就是你的好消息，这就是你的福音。我们的罪已经得赦。
This is your good news. This is the gospel that all our sins has been forgiven.
因着你身体掰开，我们能够合一，和神合一，彼此合一。
Because your body has broken for us that, so that we can become united with each other and also with God.
我们也能够去爱，能够去给，因为你给我们你的身体。
Because you have given us your body so that we can be able to give love and, to others.
你给我们一切的丰富。
You have given us all the abundance.
愿我们每一个基督徒真的在地上的时候都选择为你受苦。
May all our believers that when we suffer, we will suffer for you on earth.
将来见你面的时候是一个丰丰富富的一个复活。
So that when we see you again, we will, see you like, abundantly.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢。主啊，你来。
Yes, Lord, thank you.
等一会儿我们铃声唱的时候，你向我们的每一个家庭、每一个弟兄姐妹来亲自的来服侍他。
So when we have communion today, Lord, please be with all our families and our brothers and sisters. Minister to them.
主来提升我们的信心，让我们相信你复活的大能要运行在我们的中间，让我们的灵魂体都要再次的得医治、得复活。
So increase our faith so that our body, our soul, our spirit will be renewed, resurrected with you.
让我们不再活在惧怕里面，而是要活在信心里面。
So that we no longer live in fear, but live in faith.
我们不再惧怕失去，不再惧怕人际关系里面的摩擦，不再惧怕，而是在信心里面，我们要去爱，去给予。
So we no longer in fear of any losing or any loss or any broken relationships, but we will hope in you, Lord.
因为你已经复活了。
Because you have resurrected.
哈利路亚，是的，主，我们感谢你，愿你的圣灵来服侍我们的每一个弟兄姐妹，加力量给我们的弟兄姐妹。
哈利路亚 Lord, may your Holy Spirit minister to us and help us.
我们必要过一个得胜的生活。
We will live an overcome life, a life that's...
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.